shein enoikim v'noite kenocha shein atamet chochem. Atamet chochem doesn't take nekoma, doesn't take revenge like a snake, is not called atamet chochem. For the Gemara I will see, the Pasuk says, leisikim leisiter, there's a lav ha-Torah. The Torah says, you're not going to take nekoma. So how could you tell me that atamet chochem is supposed to take nekoma? As the Gemara, hu b'mamon hu d'chziv. That one the Torah said is a lav not to take nekoma, that's talking about by inyoni mumnis. By mumnis is a lav of nekoma. Like, what does it mean? The Tanya, we learned like this. Eizel hi nekima. What's called taking revenge? What's called nekoma? Eizel hi nekira. What's called taking, of having, bearing a grudge upon somebody? Nekima means, om aloi hashleinim aglecha. I come and tell you, lend me your fork, lend maglecha, lend me your shovel, lend me. Om aloi, he answers back, lav, no, I'm not going to lend it to you. Lamocha tomorrow, om aloi, hu hashileni, kadumecha. Tomorrow, the one that said no, now he comes and asks the other person, lend me today, let me have your hammer. Om aloi, he answers back, eini mashilcha. No, I'm not going to lend it to you. Kidera shaloi hishatoni. The same way you didn't lend me yesterday when I asked you, I'm not going to lend you back today that you're asking me. Zuhi nekoma. That's called taking nekoma. That's called taking revenge. There's a lav hatur, you're not allowed to do that. And since it's only a question about mumnis, that he didn't give his money to you, that's the only thing he did wrong, he didn't give you his money, so by hilchas mumnis, then type as a lav hatur. The Torah says a lav, you're not allowed to take nekoma. V'yezel hi netira. What's called bearing a grudge upon somebody? Omalei hashileni kardumecha. I go to you today and say, lend me your hammer. Omalei, he answers back, loy, no, I'm not going to lend it to you. Lomocha tomorrow, the other one that said no, omalei hashileni chalukcha. I come back to the first one and says, do me a favor today and let me use your coat. Let me use your coat today. Omalei, he answers back, heilach, true, I'll give you my coat today. Eini kamoischa, but you know, I'm not like you. Shalohi shaltoni, that you didn't lend me yesterday, I say, I'm not like you. Zuhi netira. That's called bearing a grudge upon somebody, that you're not supposed to do that either. Hey, today you're supposed to lend it to him, and don't bear a grudge. Don't say, Yishno, I'm lending it to you, but Yishno, I'm not like you. You didn't lend me yesterday, you were mean today to me, but I'm not going to be mean to you. That's called netira, still called you're bearing a grudge, that you're not supposed to do. But this is only by mumness. By mum and the question of lending money, not lending your money, you're not supposed to do these things. Mashenk and Abu Gemara is saying a Talmud Chacham is supposed to be naked in the night there. That's not going on mumnis, that's going on somebody insults you. If somebody gave you tzar de gufam, insulted you, then you're allowed to take nekama back to him. For the Gemara, that's true. But tzar with the gufa light, you want to tell me if somebody gives you tzar, somebody like insults you, gives you tzar, harms your guf, that then you are allowed to take nekama. For a Tanya, we learned like this. Ha ne'alovim v'yena ovim. That people that keep quiet, even though they heard bad things, people said bad things about them, they hurt them, still they keep quiet. Shoymim cherposim v'yena meshivim. They hear the way other people embarrass them, and they don't answer them back. In other words, they're like, Meichel HaKvoidoi. Is oisim me'ava. People like this, like Siddel, or else also people that do mitzvahs me'ava, because the love of Hashem, osmechim b'yisurim, and they're also happy when they get yisurim, they don't complain to Hashem, like, why did he give me the yisurim, the punishment, the pain, but rather they take it, the simcha. Is a layim akosavim, and these type of people, the Pasuk says, v'yoyhavov, these are the people that Hashem really loves, k'tseis Hashemesh b'gvurosim. It's like the same time when the Shemesh, the sun comes out, b'gvurosim added strength. So we see what? That there's a tremendous inyan, like, to be hanelovim v'yeno olvim, that if somebody said things bad to you and embarrassed you, like not to answer back. So you see there's an inyan not to take nekoma. So we just got finished saying what? That you are supposed to take nekoma, tzar with the gufa. It's only by hilchas money. By mammon we say, there's an inyan, no, don't take nekama, don't take netirah. Mashenka, when it's not an inyan of money, stand the person embarrassed you, or gave you tzar de guf, then you are allowed to. Here we see, no, even by tzar de guf, also you're not supposed to answer back. That's the zachek, it's heis hashemesh b'viroslein. It's a tremendous thing not to answer back. So my answer is, li'olam dinokat le'belidei. The pshat is true, you're not allowed to do a ma'aseh, you can't do an action back to him. You can't, like, take revenge by doing something back to him. But in your lave, in your heart, you're supposed to have revenge. So Rashi learns, and Amiri also says like this, Bliba means, like, if somebody says something bad to you, you're supposed to, in your heart, know he did something bad to you, and I have it out for you. Even though me, myself, I'm not going to do anything back to you, but I'm going to wait and wait till something's going to happen back to you. Like, I know, like, Hashem does mishpat, since you embarrassed me, Mistama, something's going to happen back to you. So in my life, in my heart, I have like revenge, and I'm waiting to see that something should happen back to you. Not that I'm going to do it you're not supposed to. But believe me, you're allowed to take it. Nagrashi says, the nokat believe the imbo achar linkam nekmosoi, if somebody else comes and takes revenge for you, bekiim hamishpat yishtoi, be quiet, but like you're waiting for that to happen. This you're allowed to. For the Gemara, is this true? I have omar rova, kol hamavar al midoisov, marvirim lo yakol pshov. If somebody overlooks things that people do bad to him, he's a mavar al midoisov, even though somebody did something bad to you, you overlook it. Is the midah k'neged midah, Hashem overlooks everything bad you do. That's called mavirim lo yakol pshov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu overlooks all the bad you did. So you see, it's a good thing to overlook. And even in your heart, you should not take revenge upon somebody else. So Gemara gives a teretz, the mafais selei mafais. If the person asks you for mechila, comes and begs you, like Rashi says, levakish mechila, comes to ask you pardon, then you're supposed to pardon him, and then you're supposed to have even believe, but that's called mavra midosev. You're supposed to be meichel him. But master, if the person does not come to ask mechila by you, then believe, but you're allowed to have this nekamer upon you. The person did something bad to you, believe, but you're allowed to feel revenge, like you're waiting till something should happen back to that person. But the beginning of the Gemara was that a Talmud Chacham, he's supposed to be Shein and Leikim V'Noit K'Nochash. Ain't a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham is Mashmeh, believe boy, he's always supposed to have revenge, feel bad. Like if somebody spoke bad about a Talmud Chacham, so he's Mavazah the Torah, as Kovad HaTorah, that's the beginning of the Gemara. That you're supposed to be a Leikim V'Noit. In your heart, you're not supposed to be Moichel. Like that person was Mavazah the Torah, you have to have Nekami in your heart for him. And what did the Gemara before was by a Melech. That was a Taina on Shoh HaMelech. Why was he Meichel al Kvoidoi? If somebody's Mavaz and Melech, he's like the Chosh of one of Klai's Rome, you're not supposed to be Meichel on these things. The Rambam learns, though, that he's talking about he was Mefarish Yubarabim. Rambam learns, Abba Talmud Chochem, Shebizehu or Chorfer Odom Mefahesia. If somebody was Mavaz and Talmud Chochem Barabim or Mefahesia, also le Limchel al Kvoidoi. That's what Rambam learns out of Gemara. Then it's also to be Meichel for your Kvoidoi. The Yemochel, if the person, the Talmud Chochem, was Meichel, Nenish, I'll get an Einish for that. Because that's called the bizoyin. Somebody made fun of the Torah. That if the person was mavazi yubarabim, that's the first gemara that Talmud Chacham shein anoikem leiter kenochesh shein Talmud Chacham. You're supposed to feel bad in your heart why he was mavazi the Torah, and you're not supposed to let be meichelim unless he comes and asks you for mechila. But if he doesn't ask you for mechila, then here you're not supposed to be mavra midoisom. There's an Indian that's covered at Torah to like always have it out to him why he was mavazah the Torah. Yeah. Right. Umahein moitziin achas eshtayin. Mishnah says when they made the pius, when they chose who should do the avodah of the Truma Sadesh and Ledom, they used to put out fingers. So the Mishnah says put out one or two fingers. For the Gemara, if you tell me you could put out two fingers, achas mi boy, for sure you could put out one finger. Like what does the Mishnah say? You could put out either one or two fingers. Again, the Meister, the Pius there was, where you used to have the Kohanim go all around in a circle, and the Skan would come there and let one Kohen take off his hat, and he would start counting from that Kohen, go all around and count. Let's say there were 20 Kohanim there. He would pick a number like 50 or 100, and he would start counting 1, 2, 3, go around until he hit number 100. And the Kohen that fell out number 100, he was the one that would be zoichah to do the Truma Sadesh. But how did they count? They didn't count the Kohanim themselves. That's a klal. You're not supposed to count the Kohanim. So they used to put out the fingers and count the fingers. So the Mishnah says you should put out either one or two fingers. For the Gemara, if you could put out two, Pshiti could put out one. What does the Mishnah have to say it for? Somer Rav Chizda, Lekashia, Kan Bibori, Kan Becholah. Depends if you're sick or you're healthy. If you're a healthy person, you're only supposed to put out one finger. Like then you could put out just one finger. For a sick person, it's hard to just put out one finger. Like automatically the other finger comes with it. Then you're allowed to put out two fingers, the Becholah. For Tanya, this is like a raya. I bring you a proof to this. Achas Moitzin, Shtayim Ein Moitzin. You're only supposed to put out one finger, which counts you like one person, and you're not supposed to put out two fingers. Sati Braisa, Bameh Devar Mamurim, when is this said only to put out one finger, not two fingers? Bibori, if the person is a healthy person. A healthy person only has the right to put out one finger. Avo Bechayla, let's say the person is sick, then Afilu Shtayim Moitzin. Then we let him even put out two fingers. Because it's hard amor for them to put out one finger. So then we watch them, and we know they're like they're sick, they put out two, and we only count them as one person. So the Mishnah, the Gemara writer by Yechidim, let's say you have a Yochid, a special person. So Rashi learns, B'cholin, She'ena Yoshvimim Sharben Yodim. Mashmah, the person is very sick. and he's very sick, and he can't be among other people. So it's like by himself, he's lying there or sitting there. So the Yechidim Moitzi in Shtayim, they're allowed to put out two fingers, like we learned before, a Chayla could put out two fingers. But when we only count them like one person, like we're going around, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, even though you have your two fingers out, you're still only like one person, one count. That's all. Shadi Gemara, is this true? Is that true? We only count them like one. We learned like this in the Braisa. You're not allowed to put out your third finger. In other words, even though you're supposed to put out the first finger here, but the third one you're not supposed to put out together. Don't put out the third one with the second one. For you can't put out your thumb either with the second one. Because we're afraid of the trickery people that they'll put out two fingers like this, the thumb and the other one, and it looks very far away, so they want to be counted like two people. So let's say it's going around the end and it's coming down to your 99. Now, let's say you're 98. Now 99 knows he just missed it because 100 is going to win. So number 99 is going to want to put out two fingers like this. So the scan will count 99, and then I'll count this one for 100, and he'll win. So mishum haramoyim, we don't want you to put out the thumb. V'yim hoitzi shlish moinin. If you put out your third finger, so the havamini is you put out the second and the third finger, we count you. So the havamini is we count you like two people. So this is the kash, you see you do count two. Goydol ein moinenloi. But if you put out your thumb, then we don't count the thumb. And not only that, for loyoid elushaloikim in hamamuna befkiyah. We give you malchus, like we hit you because you did this thing, you put out your thumb. We don't want you to put out your thumb. So you get hit from the mamuna, befkiyah will still see with the strap. Now, for the, so the churat's akasha now. That the churat says here, if they put out the third finger, even though you're not supposed to, we count it. So the haven minir is we count it like two. So you see, you do count two fingers. Come to tomorrow, no. My moinen loy, what does it mean we count you when you put out your third and second finger? Na miyachas just means we count you like one person. But there's a difference. If you put out the second and third finger, we'll count you. If you put out the thumb and one of the fingers, then we don't count you at all. For the thumb and mishum ramoyim, we like to throw you out. Like Rashi says. Goydul? Im hoitzi goydul ein moinen loy klal. If you put out your thumb also, then we don't count you at all. We like throw you out from between them. You don't belong there, we don't count you. Now for the Gemara, my pekiyah, what does it mean if you put out your thumb, we're going to hit you with the pekiyah? Omar Rav, madra. It means a belt, a whip. My madra, what does madra mean? Omar Rav popo, mitarko detaya, like a narib belt, deposigratia, that the head of the belt came off. Like Rashi says, mitarko detaya, ritsuyas yishmelim. Like a belt, a strap, an Arab strap. Hoasuya shirt lesusim. That they make to hit the horse to make it go faster, that type of a strap. The posig ratio, Rashi says, lekach kruya pekiyah. The reason why it's called pekiyah, shayna rechov, it's not so wide ratio at the beginning. Kishar ritsuyas malkois. Elamasekis ratio, the ritsuyas takas. They made it into very small straps. They shayagash bo hasus. That the horse should feel it. Yoyser. Or pkiya loshin pisa kustokim, loshin of cracking into pieces. My mavloy michnasek hanim, mavkiya loshin kriya of cutting it. There also, they use like a small belt or strap that was cut into small pieces. Omer Rabbi, Tabaya, the reish have a min at the beginning. I used to think hod the tanan that they learned in Gemara and Shkolim that ben beivoy mamun ala pkiya, ben voidoy he was appointed to take care of the pkiya. So what does it mean he took care of the pekiyah? Amino psilta, like we learned there. It means he used to take care of the wicks. He used to make the wicks for the menorah. Kirifnan, like we learned. Mavloi michnesei kahanim. The old underpants of the kahanim. Mavloi, they were ruined already. The ruined underpants. You don't use them anymore. Umhamnayhen. And the garthals that became too old to use. Is mehen. Is hoyo mafkiyin. With them they used to make mafkiyin. What does that mean? They used to make wicks out of it. Overhead, hoyu madlikin, and with that they used to light the menorah. So that's what he thought at the beginning. That we say that ben Beivoy was a mul ala pkiyah. He took care of the pkiyah means he took care to make the wicks for the menorah. Or the kiv under shemayin aloha the tanya. But now that he learned here that we learned for loy oid ela shaloikim in amuna bevkiyom. This last brayso we learned that if the kohen sticks out his thumb, we give him like an einish. That we give him out this, we hit him with the whip. And what do we call the whip pkiyah? I mean, I say to myself now, my pekiyah. What does it mean then? Ben Beivoy was mamuna ala pekiyah. He used to take care of the pekiyah. Hataya Nagda. It means he used to take care of the whip that they used to use to give Malkus. Not that he used to take care of the wicks to make for the menorah, but maybe the Kiyah means he used to take care of the straps to give Malkus. Maybe that was his job. What we see here, Pkiyo, means the Lashon of Nagda. Ravaita. Says in the Mishnah, Maise Shoyushneyem Shovin V'rotin V'olam B'kevish. That was at the beginning, the Mishnah says, when they made the Truma Sadeshin to give it out to, not two Minikanim came, so whichever one came, they let them do it. If you had two or three there, you used to let them have a race. They said, run up the Kevish, run up the plank to the top of the Mizbech, and whoever would get the top Dalar Amos first, they would be Zoicha to do the Truma Sadeshin. Until the Mishnah finally says it once happened that while they were running over, by accident one pushed the other one and he fell off and broke his leg. So then they were Masakian never to do that, but rather to make the piece. Make the girl will make counts to pick which one. So Tana Rabbanan, it says like this. Tana Rabbanan, we learned that Maisa Bishnei Kahanim, it happened with two Kahanim, Shoyu Shneyem Shovim, they both came to do the Truma Sadeshin. So we tell them have the race for Rotsin V'Yolim Bakevish. And they started to run up the plank. Now, one person, for no reason, like when he was running up, came into the Dalet Amos of his friend, and he took out a knife, and stabbed the other crane in the heart. That's what he did to him. When they were running up, he stabbed him in the heart. Is Omad Rabbi Tzadik. Rabbi Tzadik got up. Al Mailas Ulam. On top of these planks in the Ulam. So Rashi says it doesn't really mean the ulam, but it means Rashi says Ba'ar Abayis Olamas Harbe Bonasham Hudris. Hudris built in the Ezra's Nosh in the Ezra's Yisrael, where the Yidim were allowed to be. He'll build a lot of like platforms one on top of another. So Tzadik got up on top of these platforms. The Yom Rani said like this, like to make the people cry for what happened. Achenu Beis Yisrael, our brothers, Shimu, listen. Hareyuaim, it says in the Torah, Ki Yimot Sechlal Badoma. If you find a dead body in the ground and outside the city. So Lochar is V'yotze Z'keinecho V'shevtecho. That this Kenim and the Shevtim of the city has to go outside, get their body, and they have to bring a Negla Rufa. So he says, Onu Al-Milohavi, us, now that this Misa happened in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, who has to bring the Negla Rufa? Al-Milohavi Negla Rufa. Al-Ha'ir, do we say everybody living in Yerushalayim, since it's happened in Yerushalayim, it's a din in the city. Oyol Azoris, or else no, since the Misa took place in the Beis HaMikdash and the Azorim, maybe only the Kahanim have to pay for the Egla Rufa. That was a Shaila. I will soon see Vaita. Really, there's no question of bringing the Egla Rufa here, but it just meant to say this to make them cry more. Is Go Kolom B'Bchi. Everybody started to cry very, very hard. Is Bo Oviv Shotinik. So the father of the son came here. Umotzo Kishuma Farfer. And he found, he saw his son when his son was still shaking around, still being a Farfer. He was still alive. He was like a geist, is about to die. He's still moving. Omri said, Hareyu Kaparaschem. You should know this Misa would happen to you. This is your Kapara. So you see the son dying there. He told the son, you should know that this is going to be your Kapara. You'll be forgiven for this Misa that you have. If you are dying beneath the Farfer, and he saw that his son was still moving around. His son wasn't dead yet. For Lenit Mosakin. So right away he looked at the sack and he saw the knife there, and he said to himself, like, the Sakin is not tummy yet. My son is not dead yet. So first they went and took away the Sakin. The Lam Duchot to teach us Shekosha Alayim Tyrus Kalim Yoisim Shvira Zamin, that it means more to them the union of Tyrus HaKalim to keep the Kali Tor more than the Shvira Zamin. Like here the father, the first thing that interested the father was the fact that the knife wasn't tummy yet. Even though he saw his son dying away there, it was bothered to him that the knife, like he saw the knife wasn't tummy, first take the knife away. The Chenu Weimah, who did another posik, that says the Gam Dam Noki Shochach Menashe. Menashe killed out a lot of people. Harbim Yoid Adeshe Mila Yes Yishlayim Pelapir. Until Yishlayim was full of blood from one side to the other side, it was full of blood. So that was this mice that happened over here. Or later the Gemara will explain what the Gemara brings down this pasuk for of Menashe. Even though this pasuk is talking about by the base of Midrash Rishon, that's what Menashe was, and we're talking about by the base of Sheni. But still, it brings down a raya that it was callous. They were over the affair of Shvichas Domim, so that's why it didn't bother them that much, this Indian, when somebody was killed. But I call upon them, this is the second Maisa. So our Mishnah says one Maisa happened that a Kohen fell off the plank and broke his leg. And the Brisa brings down this Maisa happened that one Kohen killed another Kohen. For the Gemara, Hai Maisa Kodim. Which one of these two cases happened first? Elaim of the Shvichas Domim, if you want to say this case of the Brisa happened first. That's first that happened that one Kohen killed another Kohen. So still, this Brisa doesn't say that they made a takonim to make a pious.
Mashma, even though this might happen, he just made everybody cry, but they didn't change anything. Mashma, they would still have this race. If two Kanim came to do the Trumas Hadeshen, they would still have a race to see who could win. For the Gemara, Hashta Bezoi, Ashvichas Domo Leitkinu. If you want to tell me this might happen first, Madach, when the Chavim saw what happened here, that one Kain killed another Kain, still they did not make any new Takonim to make a pious. Nishpura, Raglet, Kino. Like how come our Mishnah says that another case happened later, that one Kohen fell off and broke his leg, for that they did make a Takana. Like why? Why should they be more worried about somebody breaking a leg? Why weren't they more worried here by this Maisa, when somebody killed somebody else, if this Maisa happened first? Ella, what you have to tell me is, to Nishpura, Raglet, Kodim. No, Avada, the Maisa of our Mishnah, that happened first. First it happened that when the Kohen was running up, one Kohen fell off the kevish and he broke his leg. So it's Vatimar Kasha, Vekivon, that Kino Faisa, once the Rabbanim made this Takona, that now the other few Kanim for the Trumas Hadeshen, we're not going to make a race anymore. But there's an Indian of a Pius, you have to like count them. That's the way you do it. So Arba Amas, Mayavidatayu. So how come this might happen here? Here it says a Maisi, tell me it happened later on, where the Kanim were running up the plank and one killed the other. If you tell me now that the Takona was to make a Pius, there should not be any running up altogether. So Gemara says like this, Elo, you have to tell me about the Shvichas Dom Kodim. No, about this Brisa happened first. Because it can't have the other way, that the Mice and the Mishnah happened first. Because if the Mice and the Mishnah happened first, what do you have the second Mice for? It was at the Kona, not to run anymore. So about this Mice and the Brisa happened first, that when they were running, one coin killed the other coin. It happened one time, the Chacham thought, no, this is a modern case, it's not going to happen a second time. They didn't go to make a new Takana, to make a new Pius. They felt, Akroi, it happened, an unusual case. One time it won't happen again. Of a Kiv on the Chazi. But now that they saw what happened a second time, the Maisa of Al-Mishnah, that Afidu Memela, Osel De Takana, while they were running up by accident, by stories, one hit the other one pushed the other one, and he fell off and broke his leg, is the middle of Kinu Rabbana Paisa. Now the Rabbanim made a pious that there should be no more running, but rather everybody just makes the pious, we count the Kanim to see which one wins to bring the Trumas Hadeshen. So the Maisa was a Kohanim, and the Brisa was Omad Reb Sadek Al-Maila Sa'ulam. For Yomani said like this, Achenu Beis Yisrael, all our brothers, Shemanu, listen. Hare Yuayma, the Pasuk says, Ki Yimotze Chlal V'Yadoma. If we find a dead body outside the city, they have to bring an Eglar Mufon, Anan Al-Milohovi. On this case that happened here, that in the base of Midrash itself, one crane killed the other one, who has to bring the Eglar Mufon? Aloir, do we say, since it happened in Yerushalayim, all the people living in Yerushalayim have to bring it? Oh, Yalu Azorah, also we say no. You know, has to bring it to people, only the Kanim living in the Azorah, only the Kanim in the Beis HaMikdash. For the Gemara, there's such a question like this. For Yerushalayim, Basta, Sui, Eglar, Rufi, does the Alocha, if you find a mace outside Yerushalayim, do the people in Yerushalayim have to bring an Eglar, Rufa? For your Tanya, we learned like this. Azorah, Devorim, Nemru, Yerushalayim. There are 10 special Alocha said about Yerushalayim. They make the Rashman, Abobakam, Choshto, Perkam, Ruba. Yeah, and Vizu Achas Mehem. This is one of the takonis that we have about Yerushalayim. The what? Eina Mavi Eglarufa. Yerushalayim never has to bring an Eglarufa. Rashi says why?